כתבי רבש, כרך א', עמוד 11, מאמר מטרת החברה א'.
Purpose of Society 1, page 9, the social, רבש, the social writings.
אנחנו לומדים בכתבי רבש, כרך א', עמוד 11, מאמר מטרת החברה.
Purpose of Society 1, רבש, the social writings.
What I would ask is that we study and we realize. We describe to ourselves how it happens in practice. This is practical spiritual work that we wish to do so as to discover the Creator, so as to bring Him contentment. That's what we now want to do right now. So what he says, in all the my heart and soul, I want to realize what I hear and see that is written.
Purpose of Society 1. We have gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Baal HaSulam, the way by which to climb the degrees of man and not remain as a beast. As our sages said about the verse, and you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are men. And Rashbi said, you are called men, and idol worshippers are not called men. To understand man's merit, we shall now bring a verse from our sages, about the verse, the end of the matter, all having been heard, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole man. And the Gemara asks, what is, for this is the whole man? Rabbi Elazar said, the Creator said, the whole world was created only for that. This means that the whole world was created for the fear of God. Yet we need to understand what the fear of God is, being the reason for which the world was created. From all the words of our sages, we learn that the reason for creation was to benefit His creations. This means that the Creator wished to delight the creatures so they would feel happy in the world. And here our sages said about the verse, for this is the whole man, that the reason for creation was the fear of God. But according to what is explained in the essay Matan Torah, the reason why the creatures are not receiving delight and pleasure, even though it was the reason for creation, is the disparity of form between the Creator and the creatures. The Creator is the giver, and the creatures are the receivers. But there is a rule that the branches are similar to the root from which the branches were born. And since there is no reception in our root, since the Creator is in no way deficient and needs nothing to testify His want, man feels unpleasantness when he needs to be a receiver. This is why every person is ashamed to eat the bread of shame. To correct that, the world had to be created. Olam, world, means he'alem, concealment, so that delight and pleasure must be concealed. Why is it so? The answer is for fear. In other words, it is so that a man would fear using his vessels of reception, called self-love. This means that one should prevent oneself from receiving pleasures because one craves them and should have the strength to prevail over the craving, the object of one's desire. Instead, one should receive pleasures that bring contentment to the Creator. This means that the creature will want to bestow upon the Creator and will have fear of the Creator, of receiving for oneself. Since reception of pleasure, when one receives for one's own benefit, removes him from cleaving to the Creator. Therefore, when a person performs one of the mitzvot of the Creator, one should aim that this mitzvah will bring him pure thoughts, that he will bestow upon the Creator by keeping God's mitzvot. It is as our sages said, Rabbi Hanania ben Akashia says, the Creator wanted to cleanse Israel, hence he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot. And this is why we gather here, to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator and to achieve bestowal upon the Creator. We must begin with bestowing upon man, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of oneself. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for divinity to be among us. And although we have not yet achieved the goal, we have the desire to achieve it. And this too should be appreciated by us. For even though we are at the beginning of the way, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal.
What do you prefer to do next? Reread? Workshop? Or read again? We can either read again, do a workshop, or move to the second article. Who's in favor of reading again? Who's in favor of doing a workshop? And who wants to move to the next article? Okay. Read each and every passage, and then we'll do a workshop. But a very serious and condensed, kind of intensive workshop. Moscow, everything's okay?
Yeah, that's exactly what we wanted to ask about. Recently, the young group started studying Rabash's articles, since friends are starting to enter the 10, and they heard your advice that this is what we should begin with. How to prepare ourselves for the reading of these articles, meaning today we're reading this article unexpectedly, the next article, how should the group prepare for it?
I don't know. You already know all that needs to be added here. We've gathered here for what? To lay the foundation for the society, for who? For all of those who wish to follow the path and method of Baal HaSulam. Why? It is the way by which to climb the degrees of man. What does it mean to rise in the degrees of man? And not remain as a beast. What's a beast? To understand if we're a man or a beast. As our sages said about the verse, and you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are men. And Rashbi said, you are called men, the idol worshippers are not called men. What does it mean? That there is the aspect of a beast and the aspect of a man. The beast thinks about its corporeal existence in this world with all that it can see and attain in this world. A man means similar to the Creator, wanting to make yourself a similar form of the Creator, and by accordingly called a man. To understand man's merit, we shall bring now a verse from our sages. About the verse, the end of the matter, all having been heard, meaning what is the end result that a person should aspire to. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole man. Meaning we have no more than fearing God and keeping His commandments. And the Gemara asks, what is, for this is the whole man? And Rabbi Elazar said, the Creator said, the whole world was created only for that. What does it mean for that? This means that the whole world was created for the fear of God. Still, a question again, what is the fear of God? In order to be a man, that I already understand. So that's a different thing. It's unclear. And we need to understand what the fear of God is, being the reason for which the world was created. From all the words of our sages, we learn that the reason for creation was to benefit His creations. Meaning that the Creator wants to benefit the created beings. So then what happens here? We don't see that. This means that the Creator wished to delight the creatures so they would feel happy in the world. And here our sages said about the verse, for this is the whole man, that the reason for creation was the fear of God, meaning that it's in order to give us pleasures or the fear of God. We will enjoy the fear of God if He gives us that. That's a different thing already. It's like there's different two different goals here. But according to what is explained in the Essay Matan Torah, the reason why the creatures are not receiving delight and pleasure, even though it was the reason for creation, meaning there seems to be a condition here, is because of the disparity of form between the Creator and the creatures. And that's why they cannot receive what He prepared for them. The Creator is the giver and the creatures are the receivers. But there is a rule that the branches are similar to the root from which the branches were born. So, are we similar or not? Is the Creator our root or not? Probably not, if we're opposite. And since there's no reception in our roots, meaning the Creator, since the Creator is in no way deficient and needs nothing to satisfy His want, man feels unpleasantness when he needs to be a receiver. This is why every person is ashamed to eat the bread of shame. We seemingly have that, some of that, in our foundation, but it's not exactly the way it's written here. Shame for us is opposite our pride. It's not about not being similar to the Creator. I don't care about that. I don't even feel Him, and I don't compare myself to Him. My shame is a different shame. I have pride, my ego, and I feel shame as a flaw in my ego. That's a completely different thing from shame in spirituality. And to correct that, the world had to be created. The word olam means he'elem, concealment, so that delight and pleasure must be concealed. The true delight and pleasure that comes from bestowal and love, which we don't know what it is at all. Why is it so? The answer is for fear. In other words, it is so that man would fear using his vessels of reception called self-love. That he'll be afraid, that he will avoid his self-reception. This means that one should prevent oneself from receiving pleasures because one craves them, and should have the strength to prevail over the craving, the object of one's desire. Meaning, that we will be at least the irresponsible for receiving or not receiving, not wanting or not wanting, but realizing or not realizing our desire. Because the spiritual vessel has great yearning, with all of that ego that lies within the great Pharaoh, it doesn't disappear. It wants to swallow up the whole world, including the Creator, together with the Klipot, together with everything. But above that, it has a Masach. Tzimtzum and Masach. Instead, one should receive pleasures that bring contentment to the Creator, meaning after the Tzimtzum, Masach, O Chozel, in that form, he is willing to receive pleasures. This means that the creature will want to bestow upon the Creator and will have the fear of the Creator of receiving for oneself.
To
be afraid of receiving for oneself. Since reception of pleasure, when one receives for one's own benefit, it removes him from cleaving to the Creator, and he needs to be afraid of that. He needs to tremble in seeing that there is something that can drive him away from the Creator. Such a feeling in our bones needs to be reached. Therefore, when a person performs one of the mitzvot of the Creator, meaning coming closer to the Creator, that's what all the commandments are about. One should aim that this mitzvah will bring him pure thoughts and that he will bestow upon the Creator by keeping God's mitzvot. It is, as our sages said, Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia says, the Creator wanted to cleanse Israel, hence he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot. Meaning, by carrying out the mitzvot, we bring contentment to the Creator. This means what? That our 613 desires, we correct them in order to bestow, and then each desire brings us closer to the Creator. And this is why we gather here, he repeats the beginning of the article, to establish a society, what kind of society, where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. That's the main thing. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others, meaning that's the condition, but it's a necessary condition. It's a precondition. It's something you have to do. You can't jump and immediately bestow to the Creator. You have nothing with which to do it. You acquire these vessels by practicing on bestowing to others. And love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Surely, you start with Tzimtzum, then Masach, then O Chozel, and be bestowing to someone outside of you. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, himself as lowly, and on the other hand, be proud. How could it be lowliness and pride? Be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for divinity to be among us. According to equivalence of form, that's what we need to achieve. That divinity will fulfill us. Divinity means the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. And although we have not yet achieved this goal, we have the desire to achieve it. And this too should be appreciated by us, for even though we are at the beginning of the way, meaning we still are in the beginning of the way, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal. Practically, everything's clear. We've reviewed these things and more than once. The question is, are we going to practically realize this? At least somewhat. Because there's 50 more articles like that. If we review them, then... But again, reviewing them, I don't see that for Moscow or Kiev or even New York it's going to help. But only taking it to our practice. And also we need to realize we need this not for ourselves, but for the entire world, and through the entire world to bestow to the Creator. If we don't realize all of this, we won't reach the Creator. If, in the past, a person could sit without a 10 and reach the revelation of the Creator, today, not today, for a long time already. It's impossible. Only through the ten. And also from disseminating it to the whole world. Look what's happening to the world. It says they shall all know me from the greatest to the littlest. My house shall be a house of prayer for all nations. Today, we have to work from the inside, from the ten, towards everyone. If we do these things as they are written, then certainly the Creator will give us corrections and appear in us. Moscow.
Rob, sorry for the insolence, but still, there's a strong chisaron in the group to go practically through these things. First of all, so we could read it ourselves on the Yeshivat Chaverim, and then based on certain practical actions, we'll come to the lesson, what we went through, and ask questions on the lesson.
Please work on the article, prepare questions, try to first answer it yourselves, then gather with your questions, bring an organized single list, and then if you want me to answer, I'll answer. It's better if you look for an answer.
No.
Yes. That's it.
One more thing. There's something that we work on MAC. We take an article, we read it excerpt by excerpt, and in the workshops, we try to summarize each such excerpt. And so, as many excerpts as you have, then you have the same number of...
I have no resistance to anything. Please, if you want to work with a Rabash article, I'm willing to do anything. The more of his words the permeate us, the better. So what we do... Wait, we'll see a few other groups what they want. Afula, what do they want?
Good morning, Rav. In the text we read, it says, what is the fear of the Creator? It means that
we'll discuss it, I promise you. Kiev.
He writes here that a person has to have the strength to overcome his desires, his lusts. What does he mean, actually? He said that a spiritual desire, it's like it's tremendous, that wants to swallow the entire world and the Creator and everything. Does he mean the spiritual desires, or he means all the desires? What does he actually mean?
I don't know. A person should clarify what desires of his are for spirituality and what desires for corporeality. And those for spirituality are in order to acquire the spiritual world and the Creator. Or he's already in a desire where he realizes that it has to be in order to bestow, etc. So that's all part of the scrutiny. It's all part of the scrutiny. The sorting out of the desires in the person requires our scrutiny. How many of them are to receive? How many are to bestow? Or perhaps a desire is not clearly attributed. Okay, what else do we have there? Monterrey.
Good morning, good evening, friends. Yesterday, we weren't at the lesson because we gave a campus lesson. We're few, but all the friends are participating in one way or another. And one of the things that we agreed upon was that the connection will be the most important thing for us. And that everything's done in order for us to strengthen our connection. And we really tried to realize this in a very serious manner. And we already had a few of these courses that many people come to, and every time there are less and less people left. And now we have two groups of beginners and advanced, and we wanted to make some kind we wanted to do something together for all the friends to participate. There were four coordinators for the lesson, and we organized everything, the text, the lineup. We had a workshop. There were about 20 people. And Rob, it seems that what's described in the text is happening between us when we're in this kind of situation. Is it possible to think that all this, all the work that we're doing on ourselves and so on, can we attribute it all or relate to it as kind of practical guidance for us that we want to start connecting with Rabash's articles seriously?
I'll tell you what I think. First of all, with beginners, I wouldn't even begin from social and connections and group, and you're with us for maybe 15 years already. Right? At least. Even more. You remember that we started from talking about tens. If I would start with tens, you would not be among us. I learned with you the structure of the world, Spatzufim, Sfirot, the life of society, what's the will to receive, what's the will to bestow, without connection directly to us, without forcing you to connect in the group. I did this with you for many years. What, I didn't know that we need to connect? It says this in the first article of Rabash. We even read these things, but not immediately. Not immediately. First, we went through the Baal HaSulam articles about society, about free choice, about all sorts of things. Then, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and such things about the structure of reality, the structure of the worlds, to give you some more air and place to imagine and connect with the material in general, that it doesn't obligate you, material that doesn't obligate you for several years. And after you know all those things, somehow, even if you later begin to learn about the group and you don't want it, and then many people leave, but you already took a package from the wisdom of Kabbalah, the structure of the worlds, light, kli, masach, o chozer, the expansion of reality, the expansion, the development of human society, how it works, Babylon before, after, all those things. You've received a foundation. With that, that's what you need to teach, and nothing about the group. You're scaring away all the people that come to you. They don't want to hear about that, and they're right. That's what you need to teach, only for years, until they understand and feel it and integrate with us, and sometime here and there, through the surrounding influences, they'll receive some support and understanding from us that that's what they need to do. But you don't obligate them. You tell them, yeah, that needs to be done, and it's still in the air. And then, afterwards, maybe after 5 years, you begin to organize them. And also it's through congresses and through things that are not obligating. And then, bit by bit, gradually, you take them and tell them, so you want? Please. So you have to be organized and tense. Only this way, I'm telling you. Otherwise, you yourselves are ruining all of the time and effort that you're, and money that you're investing, and nothing will come out of you. You'll stay four people there. You have to give new people what they want. Babies only grow from joy, from acquiring this, from filling them up with what they love. What they love, these babies, what's good to their egos. And you try to take a newborn and immediately start giving him exercises and sports and all kinds of things. What is it? So watch out how you relate to new people and how you, the whole form of your teaching, there can't be something obligating there. You can talk about society, future society, how good it is, if everyone will be like this or like that, but they don't relate it to themselves. No, because it's the protective force of the body that tells you, no, it's not for you. You'll study, but things will be great. Understood, Mushi?
Nada más una cosita. Sí, por supuesto, fue un gran consejo el que nos acaba de dar.
Yeah. This is great advice. Maybe something we didn't understand in the translation. The text is for us. It says 10 years, 15, 6, whatever. This text, at the times you were saying that we are writing a guide for newcomers, but this text itself makes us work as a group, as a society. Maybe we finally are capable of hearing it. It's possible that now these texts make us, the group, start imagining these feelings, the conditions by which we came to connect here, to be together.
Rabash didn't write it to those people that I brought to him that were there. To those from the veteran students he had, he didn't even speak that way. And so this was for beginners that he wanted to somehow begin to shape the group, but also not immediately, until it began to take shape. All right. Dudi, what?
I want to ask about us, not the newcomers. How do we go as quickly as possible from theory to practice?
Please, Amit will now read passage by passage, and you will discuss what's written there and how you can realize it between you. That's it. Please.
The purpose of society, one. We have gathered here to establish a society for all who wish to follow the path and method of Baal HaSulam, the way by which to climb the degrees of men and not remain as a beast. As our sages said about the verse, and you, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are men. And Rashbi said, you are called men, and idol worshippers are not called men.
talk about it. The text is in front of you. Realize this in discussing together. We have gathered here. I'm giving you a few words to hold on to. We have gathered here, right? What does it mean, Bala Sulam's method? What's in the beginning of the method and what's the end of it? What does it mean to climb the degrees of man? What does it mean, man? Talk about it and try to reach a state where you all understand and feel the same thing.
Well,
first of all, for what purpose did we gather here? Maybe we need to scrutinize that. I think that after so many years together, we all understand that we have a common goal. And this goal is to reach something beyond this, what this beastly life offer to any other purpose, any other person in the world. And we are all special people, and this is what makes us special, our common goal.
Yeah, it's an article we have to prepare every morning. It's not for people who just came and then we tell them we've gathered here to follow Bala Sulam's method. It's something we need to decide every morning, every time we gather, that we want to gather, that we wish to at least ask the light to give us strength to connect in order to really maintain this path of Bala Sulam only, that we limit ourselves to only taking his path, following his method, that this becomes our life, and we want to see life the way Bala Sulam and Rabash see it, and we want to connect and give strength to each other, like Rav directed us when we started listening to Rabash, that we want everything he says to happen. We want to be devoted to what he says.
Also, the fact that we've gathered here is not something that we've done. We've been gathered. Who was gathered? Those who are really interested in going in the path and the method of Bala Sulam. So, thus far, there's nothing about us. It's all done from above. This is the definition of an opportunity. The definition of you've been placed in a society, now you have to start working.
It takes a long time to try to identify where to put the emphasis in our work. What does it mean to be a man climb up the ladder all the time? We each time feel that we need to be in a certain effort to resemble the Creator, the force of Vistol, which is completely opposite to the quality that we were born with, which is self-love. And it's exactly that place where we all work together, where we perceive that it's in us, this inclination. We each time have to be in some common deficiency to resemble the Creator, the quality of bestowal.
Each one is pretty much part of himself, or the spread. Each one is the spread of the possibility of reaching something individually. So also, only after so many years, we can say that we've been gathered, and this we have been gathered. It's not for beginners; rather, it's for those who are despaired, and we need to start building a common prayer so the Creator will hear us. To think truly as one mass. Second paragraph. And to understand man's merit, we shall now bring a verse from our sages about the verse. The end of the matter, all having been heard, fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole man. And Rabbi Elazar, I'm sorry, and the Gemara asks, what is for this is the whole man? Rabbi Elazar said, the Creator said, the whole world was created only for that. This means that the whole world was created for the fear of God. There's no solution here, only a condition. They tell us that the whole world was created for the fear of God. What is the fear of God? So they continue.
Third paragraph from above. Yet we need to understand what the fear of God is, being the reason for which the world was created. From all the words of our sages, we learn that the reason for creation was to benefit His creations. This means that the Creator wished to delight the creatures, so they would feel happy in the world. And here our sages said about the verse, "For this is the whole man," that the reason for creation was the fear of God.
So what's the connection between the fear of God and do good to the creatures? Well, the Creator wants to give us the fear of God? Is this the meaning of to do good to the creatures, that He's giving us something? What's the connection between the two? It's not clear. But it's clear to us that there are two things here, seemingly. The world was created for the fear of God, and the world was created to do good to His creatures. How are the two connected, please?
But, according to what is explained in the essay Matan Torah, the reason why the creatures are not receiving delight and pleasure, even though it was the reason for creation, is the disparity of form between the Creator and the creatures. The Creator is the giver, and the creatures are the receivers. But there is a rule that the branches are similar to the root from which the branches were born. And since there is no reception in our root, since the Creator is in no way deficient or needs nothing to satisfy His want, man feels unpleasantness when he needs to be a receiver. This is why every person is ashamed to eat the bread of shame. To correct that, the world had to be created. Olam, world, means he'elem, concealment, so that delight and pleasure must be concealed. Why is it so? The answer is for fear. In other words, it is so that man would fear using his vessels of reception, called self-love.
So now, it's becoming clear why he wrote that the world was created for the fear of God. Now he's giving us a little solution, a little grasp at it, in it. And in order for me to have love of the Creator, I need to have self-love. But without self-love, I cannot discover love of the Creator. Without fear of my will to receive, will it be filled or not, I cannot feel the love, the fear of the Creator, if I will be able to give Him something. My vessels have to be developed. My egoistic vessels should be such that, just like I feel for myself various things that I'm afraid I will not receive, I'm afraid someone will harm me, I'm fearful about the future, that I'll be developed in this way. From that, I can build the opposite vessels. Can I bestow to the Creator? Can I reach the fear of God? How do I know what it is? Just like I'm fearful for myself, for my future, will I have something or not? In this way, I can also ascribe that to the Creator. First of all, in our own ego, we have to be sufficiently developed. Is this clear?
This means that one should prevent oneself from receiving pleasures because one craves them, and should have the strength to prevail over the craving.
Meaning he should have a great desire to receive a certain something he desires, he lusts for, and that he would be able to prevent himself from receiving this that he desires. How would he prevent himself? If I feel that I will receive certain blows, punishment, a beating, then I will not touch, I will not receive. Or I choose not to receive it because I will feel a flaw in my ego, in my pride. They'll discover that I'm a thief, for example. Or I will stop myself, not because there's a reason, except that by that I want to give contentment to the Creator, to make Him content. That's already a different reason. It's not in me. For this, I need to be above myself.
Instead, one should receive pleasures that bring contentment to the Creator. This means that the creature will want to bestow upon the Creator and will have fear of the Creator, of receiving for oneself.
Meaning, I should be afraid, just like I was fearful that I will not receive anything for myself, that I'll be even more fearful for fear of not giving something to the Creator. Meaning, I need to know what He wants, how much He can enjoy, and how important it is for me that He will receive pleasure, and I'll have fear whether I give or not, much more than for something that belongs to me. Meaning, I need to feel Him, His pain, His pleasures, the contentment that I give to Him or I don't, and from that to come to fear and trepidation and creating various prohibitions on myself and various actions in order to bestow contentment to Him.
And this means that the creature will want to bestow upon the Creator and will have fear of the Creator of receiving for oneself, since reception of pleasure when one receives for one's benefit removes him from cleaving to the Creator.
The more I come to understand what does it mean, the benefit of the Creator, and what do I need to see from this, then more and more I begin to see that how much I'm immersed in self-love and calculations for myself, and so on and so forth.
Therefore, when a person performs one of the mitzvot of the Creator,
when he wants to bestow contentment to the Creator, it means that he's doing the commandments of the Creator.
One should aim that this mitzvah, the commandment, will bring him pure thoughts that he will bestow upon the Creator by keeping God's mitzvot. It is as our sages said. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia says, the Creator wanted to cleanse Israel. Hence, He gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot.
There are many means that I need to have in order to reach giving contentment to the Creator as the purpose of my life.
And this is why we gather here, to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others.
Meaning, I want to reach contentment to the Creator. I won't be able to bestow Him contentment unless I will acquire love of others. And in order to acquire love of others, then the people who care about it, about reaching love of the Creator, love for the Creator, then they gather, they are gathered from above to a certain group where they are given an opportunity to reach love of friends. And from love of friends, from love of others, to come to love of the Creator. Questions?
No.
First of all, we feel that you can have a workshop over every sentence here.
Right.
There are a few things, and if I can ask two questions. Rabash writes here to establish a society. He doesn't write to build a society. He writes in Hebrew, it's to build a foundation for a society.
On this foundation, we build the building.
Meaning, our goal isn't, we should build a foundation for other people? For someone else?
No, for ourselves. We have gathered here.
So why do you build a foundation of a society, not a society?
Just take what he's writing, without philosophizing. The foundation of society is to reach love of the Creator. That's it. The end of the act is in the initial thought. In order to reach the love of the Creator, I need to first reach, as it gives us the solution, I need to reach love of man, love of other. That's why there are several things here. There's a goal, there are means, many means along the way that I have to keep, carry out. Because I have several means in order to reach the final goal, that's why it's called a building, a structure.
My second question, if I may, then he writes about receiving pleasure, that he can't give contentment to the Creator by this pleasure. So the question is, until he feels that he can't give the contentment to the Creator by getting the pleasure, should he avoid getting the pleasure? And how?
Let him regret how much he can't prevent it.
So we're not preventing any pleasures here. We're just trying to scrutinize whether we can use the pleasure to give contentment to the Creator or not.
Do everything that you can in order to give contentment to the Creator. If you can't give contentment to the Creator, don't. And if you can't not do it, then do it and regret it. Feel sorry about it. Okay?
No.
It sounds, of what he says, that between this state of self-love and love of others, you have to have a state called fear of God. Meaning, you cannot shift from self-love to love of others without being in the state of fear of God, the way I understand. So, is this state...
Fear of the Creator is not fear of punishment. It's called fear of fearing whether I can bestow to Him or not.
And that's something I can only get from above. I can't develop it.
Everything's from above. What do you have that's not from above?
That's right, but that's something that I can only develop in a 10. I can't get it before I go into a 10.
Before you enter the 10, you only have a beastly desire to receive. Not a man, but only an animal desire.
So this state of self-love is also prior to the 10, or is that in the 10 already?
Self-love?
Yes. I mean the first state.
Self-love, you begin to attain that you have self-love only from the work in the ten. Otherwise, you disagree with it. You don't discover it only from trying to wanting to connect with the friends and feeling how much you can't, how much you don't want it, how much you reject it in different ways. This brings you the recognition of your self-love.
Thank you. I'll continue with this process. When a person starts acknowledging that he is in self-love, and now it's the beginning of the awakening of fear, bit by bit he starts caring about it.
I mean, the fear is not something so close. It's not so close. Fear awakens first, as he tells us in the first article of Kudei Oraita, the Commandments of the Light. At the end of the introduction to the Book of Zohar, you have these articles. So, Kudei Oraita, Pkuda Kadma, he speaks. The first commandment is the one of fear. So, the first fear is, will it be good for me or not? What's written there?
In the introduction to the Book of Zohar, it goes like this. There are three ways to fear the Creator. Only one of them is considered the real fear. The first one is when he fears the Creator and he keeps his mitzvot for his sons to live and for him to avoid punishment for his body or money. Fear of things in this world.
First of all, this is also fear. Why does he write about it in the Zohar? Because he ascribes it to the Creator. It's not to a person in this world. Just no one. It's someone who starts to work in spirituality, seriously, in a group, when with the Creator. And then he discovers that he's connected with the Creator, and he wants to get there and succeed and do blah, 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 blah. And then he discovers that he has fear to do something that will be wrong because it might hurt him. This is fear, meaning I already crown the Creator with an upper force, the image of the Creator in my eyes, as the one who is ruling over me. It's the one who determines my future. And the one who can do different things to me in life, whatever he does, and he can arrange them in such a way that, oh, dear God. So, it's true that they say he's good who does good, but I don't see it in the world that much, and to be honest, I don't see it in myself so much. Right, Gershon?
God forbid, no complaints, everything's okay. In the meantime. That's what scares me.
Okay. Soon you'll have. What am I trying to say? This is connection with the Creator, but in the first form, and it is obligated. The person who discovers that is someone who is in spirituality. Don't think it comes to any person who's walking down the street somewhere. No, he hangs everything on the Creator, and it comes to a state that not that he doesn't care about the Creator, because here, most people here don't take him into consideration. Ah, I need to give him contentment, take him into consideration, so he will shine something. This is artificial. After you will try to do it artificially many times, you'll come to this fear, where you would be truly afraid, because he rules of everything. He's in everything. He's in every state, in everything, every action of mine. Everything I do, I get a reaction from him. The Creator fills the whole world. There's none else besides him. There's none else besides him. And I receive things from him. So I'm starting to be afraid how to do, how to think, what to do with my hands. This is the first fear. So let's hope that you will come to that.
What you're just describing, I'm afraid to think about it. I'm still egoistically fearing about things.
Egoistically?
Yes, it's still...
But connected to the Creator.
Yes.
It's the meaning that of a connection with the Creator, but ach be'ach, back to back. Not with a good desire of the one who wears and the one who is worn.
What should be the what you're describing now? It's a preparation.
Well, it's the preparation for the correct spirituality, but on the way to spirituality, after a few good years,
what should be a person's relation to this kind of fear?
First of all, he sees, he is aware of the fact that he is in an egoistic connection with the Creator. And later, he begins to hate himself for being in an egoistic connection with Him. While I can't rise above it, I can't come to the degree of man, I will stay like an animal, constantly be afraid of the suffering, the torments, the blows in this world. I tell him, okay, slowly. A few more years go by, and then he sees, okay, I see. I don't care about what am I getting here. Punishment, no punishment. That's it. I'm used to it. I agree to it. Fine. But I care about what I'll get out of my work spiritually, right?
Yep.
You want to say something or not?
Yeah, but right now you just described the stage where you get used to the work and what?
No, he doesn't get used to the work. He gets used to it in such a way that he rises above the punishments of this world, and then he gets other punishments. The next world, heaven, hell, various things like that. Wait, hold on. You'll get these kind of pictures. And then, I don't care about the future. Future is eternal. Either I will receive or not. Suddenly, with big open eyes, you see the whole world succeeding. Those in this, those in that. And I'm not in this world and not in the next. And I burned my whole life with Bnei Baruch and this Rav Lightman.
No, I'm not yet there.
Oh, they said not. I hope that you get there.
Well, I don't.
And what's next? What else does he write about fear?
Number two is fearing the punishments of hell.
This will come. This will come. What are the punishments of hell? It's not that you're being burned, roasted, no. It's when you are burned on the, you're burning on the inside. You don't feel it. They let you feel a few uncomfortable things. We saw it on your face. But here it's something completely different. This is when a person feels himself, he feels his ego being trampled. Nothing is left besides dust. From this feeling of the I, we don't know what is our ego. And
these two are not the real kinds of fear, because he does not keep the fear because of the mitzvah of the Creator.
Meaning, not this world, not the next world. He has to rise above all those things. But to rise in such a way that he sees that he receives nothing, and on the contrary, he receives only disappointment from anything and everything. 100%, and in this world and the next, they'll have nothing in the present or the future, in all aspects. They open all of reality to you. And eventually you say, I don't care, and I thank the Creator for doing it this way. And now, ultimately, I'm going through a restriction. And?
And these two are not real fear because he does not keep the fear because of the mitzvah of the Creator, but for his own good. It turns out that his own good is the root, and the fear is the branch. It's a result of his own good.
So after he agrees to it, it's all dates. When it comes to the fear of the Creator.
The third fear, which is the main fear, is to fear the Master, because he rules everything.
Without any connection to himself. Well, how do we measure that he's great and rules over everything if I don't measure it on myself? It's not clear to us. Those are new vessels.
The main part and the root of all the worlds and everything else is like nothing before him. He is great because he is the root from which all the worlds spread. And you can see his greatness in his deeds, and he rules everything because all the worlds he created, both the upper and the lower, are considered nothing compared to him. They add nothing to his essence. It was said that his desire will be in that place called fear. He should put his heart and his desires in this place called fear, to be adhered to this fear of the Creator with the desire and the want that is worthy of the mitzvot of the King.
This is the fear that he refers to. And of course, we understand that this is part of the process. It's on the way. Okay? No, I don't want to hear you. Why are you raising your hands all the time? Who are you? Let's go.
Page number 10 in the bottom. And love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for divinity to be among us.
Meaning, when we will connect between us in such a way, gradually, just as we discussed, in a way that all we care about is the system of connection between us, to build a vessel. Fear in order to give the Creator room to be revealed and to rejoice and joy from us. This is the only thing that's important to us. And we don't care. We want to do it at any price, any cost. And there's no question of how much to invest or in what to invest, only to build a place to give him contentment, to have an opportunity for him to feel this from us. For that, we have gathered here. That divinity, meaning the presence of the Creator, will dwell among us. Not that it will be revealed that we want it to ourselves, but we, by that, we want to feel that we are doing it, we are giving him contentment.
And although we have not yet achieved this goal, we have the desire to achieve it. And this too should be appreciated by us, for even though we are at the beginning of the way, we do hope to achieve the exalted goal.
And we have to be grateful that we are truly starting to see the path, see this, the entire perspective from here to the end of correction. Where, first of all, everything takes place in Israel, are one inside the group, where Israel is each one of us, the yearns for the goal. Raita, is when we connect between us by the reforming light called Torah. The Creator says, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice. The light in it reforms, we use it, meaning we learn Torah, we study Torah. By the Torah, we discover the Creator, and in this way we come to adhesion in Him, with Him. We can say today that somehow, in some way, we can depict, imagine the path before us. And if you speak to someone on the street, you'll see how confused people are. But we can describe it to ourselves to some extent. It's not simple. That's it. Now, do you want a workshop or what?
Sochi.
Sochi?
Hello, Rav. A question from one of the friends. How to run away from the feeling that the articles of Rabash were written for some ideal faraway group, but to strengthen myself that this article is for me to do right now?
If you hear about what he's talking about, something has to be clear to you. One thing, that you are nothing, you're a zero, and you should only expect the Creator to do the work on you. And that's it. That's it. Only expect it. Wait for Him to do it. But you have to make Him want to do the work on you, to change you. And that you would reach a state that He would be revealed. That's His job. That's why it's called the work of the Creator. But we only make it happen. We bring it about. We cause it. Our work is only to prepare for that. So don't think about the work itself, states that you have to go through. Things that have to be revealed, what we'll do with it, nothing is distant from, far away from you. On the contrary, it's very close to you. Where is it written about it? This thing is very close to you? You're not free from the work. He who keeps my Torah, the whole Torah is in his heart. You have many such verses. So, you only have to think, how do you ask the Creator to work on you, to correct you, to connect you to the group, truly, for you to connect together. Maybe it's with several groups, not enough, but with one group that's close to you, and that in this way you'll advance. Yeah. This work that you have to do is what we have to ask for. Only demand, only pray. It's nothing more than that. But learn to ask. If you connect together and ask, He does it immediately. Even if you ask for the wrong things, He still knows what to do. As long as you do it together. And to turn to Him, regardless of whether you understand or not what it means. Turn to Him. Moscow.
No, Moscow.
Rav, we have a question. In order to bestow to the Creator so we can give Him contentment, we use the vessel of the ten, of the group. In order to receive the pleasure that gives contentment to the Creator, is the means also the vessel of the friends of the ten?
Of course. All the means for connection belong to connection. This is the foundation we have to build.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Yes, Rav, about a half an hour ago you said, and I wrote it, I don't think about the Creator, I'm included, incorporated in the hearts of the friends. And then this quality called Creator appears. Now you say, I think about the Creator, I turn to Him, I ask of Him. So how does it work here?
I don't know. You need to solve this problem. On the one hand, I need to think of the friends and not of the Creator in order to connect with them. On the other hand, I need to constantly think of the Creator because through the friends, I need to get to Him. And there's a goal and a means. When I'm going to connect with the friends, I'm thinking of the friends. But how can I connect to them? Then I think of the Creator also. But the Creator is the force that helps me connect to the friends. The friends are what's important, and the Creator is the one who performs the connection. And then when we connect between us, we think of the Creator, how together we arrive to the Creator. Because there's nothing to turn to the Creator on your own. Because when we're connected together, then all the friends, I turn to the Creator and I attain Him. You got it? You're an architect. You need to know how to build things.
No.
Are the means for a connection? The means for a connection are part of the connection. This is a sentence I got from you. Now, paying for the group's ordinary work, the daily life, is
not just the cost of maintenance. If you don't pay Maaser, you're also not going to connect. I'm telling you seriously. There's no choice. Those are not laws that we're making. Those are the laws by which we need to resemble the upper force, become equal to it.
So how do I bestow to a friend in such a state?
What do you mean bestow to a friend? In what?
Let's say it doesn't pay for the maintenance.
These things are necessary before everything because they're corporeal.
Thank you.
Nothing to do here. They're corporeal. Now we have Vilnius. Oh, big group. Vilnius.
Question is such. There's a feeling that the articles by Rabash were written on the basis of tests. And it's even more difficult to study them than studying tests. Maybe to begin with, we should study tests instead of Rabash?
In truth, you're correct. In order to realize this, you need the Rabash articles. Without drawing the reforming light with Tess or with Zohar, you're not going to discover the Rabash articles. So, let's say there are Rabash articles, letters, articles about Sulam, Zohar, it's all connected together. We need all those things together. So I recommend in something outside of morning lesson to sometimes be in our other lessons. And with that we need to, they tell me, go to a song. 7. Okay? Panafshi, oy nafshi, mi bares, kilas panafshi, oy nafshi, mi bares, ete mi,